We didn't plan on moving this building. We were stuck, and our old building was destroyed. It just got destroyed before we got there, and we'll tell the story a little more later, but God put us here. And I would just say my most memorable days in this building, we've had some great days. We've had our international days that we started here, and other great days we've had, and treasure hunt, and many souls saved, many things. But I'd say that my greatest days, the first Sunday, which when God just gave us the building, and we just had an amazing service and with all the chaos, and then this morning service. And what an amazing thing, your first Sunday and your last Sunday would be the most memorial for you. But to me, it's when you just saw God working the most. And of course, we have many highs and lows, and as you do always in life, and we've had battles, and devils fought us, and we fought him, and we've had souls saved, and people encouraged, and people struggle, and everything else in between. We baptized many people, and we've had great things. And I just want to praise the Lord for this building, just the security of having a building every week, and having it here. And I want to thank God that he gave us this building. He gave us some great days here where we can be fed and fellowship and everything else. So I want to give you a chance and to praise the Lord for what he's done. Tell about maybe how God affected you here in this building, maybe about your first Sunday, or what God did for you, or how God spoke to you, or maybe when you made a big decision, or some message that changed your life, or someone who encouraged you, or just whatever it is God worked in this building. Want to give God some glory here and praise him for what he's done here. So we're going to take a microphone and bring it around. And so if you want to praise the Lord and give him the glory, then go ahead and raise your hand up. We'll get a microphone to you. Right here in front. I only saw two, so there we go.
Well, this has only been, two, three? I can't count that I've been to. But the first time that I came in, I noticed, well, actually, I forget his name. The gentleman, met him at McDonald's. Mark. Yeah, and thankfully he's here today. But yeah, and he was very, very, oh, whoops. Yeah. Anyways, I was wondering where he was. He's here today, thank God. And he was a very nice guy. We talked at McDonald's, and I thought, I want to check out that church. So I came in, and then I met your lovely wife, and had really just a wonderful, I've kind of reserved it when I'm very outgoing, as you probably all know already, but when it comes to my personal problems, I kind of guard that.
Sure.
But she had such a warm, open personality that I was able to talk about family. And it was a huge blessing for me. And I'd like to say with my family, I feel the Lord, and it encouraged me and reminded me. We talked about when I first became a Christian and how amazing that was. And sometimes when we've been a Christian for a long time, we kind of forget that he's always, he really is, you know, I mean, I know he is, but, and we falter when it comes to faith, when it seems like everything around us is impossible. It's impossible for us, but it's not impossible for God. And I'm seeing that in my family, and it's like my eyes have opened again, and I'm seeing the positive, and so that's.
Amen. Right. Praise the Lord. Good. Who else wants to praise the Lord?
Before we come to this church, I have a lot of struggle in my mind. Sometimes I feel I'm crazy because I really don't know what I think right is really right, is biblically right. But after we come to this church, my mind is a lot clearer because the teaching, the preaching is so clear, biblical that I learn a lot of Bible truths here, and my mind is a lot clearer. My confusion is gone.
Amen.
A lot of confusion has been gone. So
amen.
I'm very thankful.
Praise the Lord. That's a big deal. Amen. All right. Matthew's back there.
Well, we're just...
You're good.
Well, we were just talking about, you know, blessings of this building, you know. Just recently we had this great revival when Brother Philip was here, you know, and that was something that would have been impossible in the old building, because yeah. We only had it, Sundays, and we had it on Thursday nights too, but that was always unofficial. We couldn't have things all week long, and the fact that we were able to do that has helped expand our church and seen so many new people come. So many blessings from all that. It's just been wonderful just to have those blessings come upon us that we just wouldn't have had before. So I know we're going back there, but just so many things were possible because of this building. You know, just God put us here, and we were able to do so much with it. Revivals, special meetings, just having prayer breakfast here. You know, all that made a huge difference to bring us closer and to bless us as a church. And so thank you, God, for the time we've had here. We've put to good use.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, who else? Miss Jennifer over there.
I just thank God for the building and how amazing it's been to watch so many people mature and to be able, it's been during these years that we've gotten to watch our girls blossom and become teachers and take over the bus routes and start winning souls all the time. And it's really been at this church that it's become really an international ministry, which I don't even think I knew to dream about that before. And just praise God for bringing us people from so many nations and for what he's done in our family during this time.
Amen.
And that God's shown our family that he's still a God that does miracles.
Amen. Very true. We weren't that much of an international church at the last building. We'd have people from other countries, but it wasn't a strong thing. And it's really our church has been transformed into a, like you said, an international ministry here. And God's used that. Part of the location is part of the deal, but just he's just expanded us from there. So praise the Lord. All right, who else?
I got saved in a good fundamental church when I was about 46 years old. So I was, and I spent about 20 years as a bus driver, a Sunday school bus driver, and then I drove the kids while I retired to different events and everything. But the church had to close down for various reasons. It happened when the devil attacks, have you? And so a good friend of mine started the church, and I went to his church, and he had to finally close down because of financial reasons and stuff, and he moved. So I joined another church, and I was really unhappy with it. And so I got out of church for about 4 or 5 years. And so the Lord just kept nagging at me. And so I'd seen this church on the internet, and I said, well, it's fundamental. So I came to this church, and the moment I got into this church and got in through the door, I could just tell the difference here than it was before. And I just thanked the Lord that everyone in here accepted me, and I just felt like I came home again.
Amen.
Into a good fundamental church, and one that taught the Bible and that had a passion for souls and passion for other people. And I just felt right at home. And so I just thanked the Lord that I think he just guided me and pushed me into this.
Amen.
And I just wanted to thank this church for that.
Amen. I remember so many times when you first came, so many of you first come, and many of you came. How many of you, you started coming to Open Door at this building, not at the old building? How many of you started coming to this building? Raise your hand. Most of you. And I remember a lot of you coming and your first Sunday here. It's great. Okay. Who's next? Okay.
I want to give glory to God, our Almighty God. Since I come to this church, my faith growing every day. I want to thank all the brothers and sisters, all the people here helped me. Thank you very much. Yeah, I have a lot of problem, my personally or my family, or whatever, a lot, but I do in different occasions, situation, God speaking to me by different person, different brother and sisters. And I want to say, one day a sister, Jennifer, told me, you know, you can do anything by within the help of God. Yeah, I want to say, yes, it is. We can do anything with the help of God. And thank you, brother and sisters.
Amen. Amen. All right. Who's next?
Josh.
Josh, okay. Working our way up there.
About a little over a year ago, we started coming after not being in church at all for about 3 years or so. That was more me just deciding that I was going to start coming to church regardless. And it's been really fun watching my wife and kids follow. And now we're reading our Bibles. And look, Pastor, you've been really encouraging to us. All three of my kids have been baptized here. It's been a ride, and I'm really looking forward to the next few years.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. I think Charlie is next over here.
Yeah, I think we started to come to this church about 3 years ago. Before that, we went to attend a Chinese church and a Greek church. I didn't know my wife was crazy that. But actually, I was crazy too, because outwardly everything looks great, because I have been a mission deacon for 5 years, and just 1 year before we come here, they even put me through the elder training. So also outwardly everything looks great, and my family looks great, everything looks great. But inwardly, I think I was very thirsty, because I felt that we act like a Sunday Christian, because either because of teaching or because of my lack of knowledge, I think the Bible has nothing to do with my life between Monday, from Monday to Saturday, so. I was very thirsty, and my family started to looking for church. Finally, we decided to come here. So after we come here, I think every week I was convicted and challenged. I said, wow, this is different. And so, several things. I think I like the teaching, and this is first church. And we hear the four messages every week, and sometimes even more. And every message is clear, short, and challenge, because we need to do something. And also I start to notice something changed inwardly, and our family relationship is getting better, and especially my wife and I, my relationship is getting better and better. And I noticed my kids are changing too. And so I praise God for all those changes.
Amen.
And especially I thank God for several baptism just from my family at this church. The most memorable one is my wife's. And actually she has been Christian for many, many years. At a Chinese church, she got the
sprinkle.
Yeah, because she was sick that time. And after we have attended this church for a while, because this is Baptist church, baptism is a must. And so she decided to get baptized again. And that was very memorable. And another thing I want to give thanks to God is this church, the think the pastor and his family not just talk the talk, they walk the walk. And just look at the services, the ministries, he and his family got involved. It's amazing because we visit so many churches. I didn't see many teenagers teach the children's class. And the three daughters has been teaching the kids class, and very faithful, and I think that's wonderful. And also we have some other wonderful Sunday school teacher too, Travis and Paula, very faithful. Amen. And also they start to feed our kids. And so I think I will end just with one thing. Yeah, before we come here, I promised my former pastor and elder, I promised to visit at least four times every year. But starting last year, it's harder and harder because my kids, every time we have family meeting, decide to go back to visit, they find this excuse, that excuse, and I think make it very hard for me to keep my promise. Mm. And I think maybe I need to talk to my former pastor. Let's show how my kids start to love this church. Okay, my wife wants me to cut short. Okay, thank you.
I love when, I remember when Charlie first came, first Sunday there, he's sitting about where he was there, maybe a couple rows back, and I got done with Sunday school. And he, right as soon as he said amen, he jumped, ran up there, and he said, "That was a very good lesson, very good." And I said, "I like this guy." And I remember that, it was good. So, okay. Who's next? Okay.
No jokes. Okay. Sorry. We were here, we got here, 2007? So we were here at the old church. And I think the biggest thing that's been pretty awesome to watch is how, pastors mentioned it several times, how the old building just, you had a collapsed ceiling on the floor. And we got a church building that Sunday. And then God's grown the church to fit this building since we've been here. Mm-hmm. So we have all this new family that we have that we didn't have before because of the building. So I'm really excited to see what he's going to do with the new building because it sounds like it's even bigger. I think my best day, I have to admit, was the candlelight service this last year. Plus, because my kids sang, my kids' class sang, and they actually liked it. Well, except for Nathan. And I think the most exciting thing I've seen since I've been here is how my kids' class, and it's kind of sad, are way more spiritual than me. this last year, they all tackled the New Testament, and I had almost every kid that normally comes faithfully. So this is all on them. They all finished their New Testament last year. So this year they decided they were going to tackle their whole Bible. And I got to say, you adults, you need to keep up because I got one kid that's already finished his Old Testament.
Wow.
And so we're going to try and finish our Old Testament and then start working on the New Testament again this year. So they're pretty on fire, and I hope you guys stay that way. So that's been really exciting.
Praise
to see
Lord.
That. And I totally have a classroom here, not a shuttle.
Yes, yes.
So that's...
Yes, yes. We're already having a fight over who gets a shuttle and who gets the tent. And not either one is all that glorious, but all right. Anybody else?
So yeah, this has been we've been in this building for 4 years, and it's been the best 4 years ever. I've changed a lot. When I came here, I was just one of the kids on Miss Paula's shuttle class, bossing all the kids around, and now I'm a Sunday school teacher, bossing all the kids around. But you know, it's really we've taken over the bus route, and like Mom said, it's had a huge turnover. And you know, it went from being, you know, more, you know, it went all of a sudden, now we've got all sorts of countries there and a lot of other religions. And it's just you know, it's been really challenging, you know, trying to figure out how to get these people in. And it's been really awesome. I just have loved everything that has happened in this building and how many people in here who have come here in the last 4 years and have become such a part of the family. You know, it's been really... really good time here in this building. So, yeah.
Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you for giving God glory. Anybody else? Joy back there? Okay. Got Michaela? Okay. Joy back there. Raise your hand if you want to get it back to Joy.
This church was kind of like coming home. I was brought up in a similar church. However, after I left high school, went to work, got married, etc., I did not go at all. When my late husband passed away in 2013, I realized that he had become my God. I had a terrible lonely feeling and also a panicky feeling. No reason for that at all. But one night I said to God, I can't do this anymore. He took those feelings away right then and there.
Amen.
And they've never come back. And this is the first church I found. Or no, it wasn't the first one. I went to another one. But this is the first one that I found that was close to what I was brought up in. It's like coming home.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Anybody else?
Let me intercept the mic.
Okay.
I just want to thank the Lord for each one of you. I've been in a lot of churches growing up. I grew up in a church. And the one thing that's really impressed me about this building and is just watching how the people of the church have changed and see people come in. And some of them I think of Brother Luke and I think of Charlie. And they come in, and at least when they first came in, they were pretty quiet because they were struggling with English to some level. And yet they had a burden and a passion for the other people in the church. And I look at it now as people come in the door, and there's probably 80-90% of the church folks that want to greet them and make them feel welcome. And I don't know that I've ever had too many other churches that I've ever walked in where that number of people cared about the strangers that walked in. Normally it's just the pastor and a couple of the elders, but it's very precious to see that everyone cares about the lost and want to help them wherever they're at. They don't condemn them. The sinners are welcome. But it's been a blessing to see that.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you for giving God glory and praising him. And he's truly blessed us here, and we're excited about what he has done. We're excited about the future. I have no idea what will happen in the middle building or in the next building. I've learned to enjoy one day at a time, and praise the Lord for that. But obviously God moved us here to change us. for some reason, when we got here, we just became international church. We weren't training the pastors. We weren't traveling around the world like we were doing occasional small missions trip with just me going. And everything about our church has been changed since God has moved us here. And he had a plan and to get us here to make us what we needed to be. And then he has another plan where we're going to be next and everything else. And we just need to be pliable and whatever God has, we just roll with the punches and do our best for him and see what he does. It's his job to build a church. We're just here to work and in the field that he makes ready. And so make sure you just stick with it and be faithful and keep praying, because there's a lot of things about this church that are very unique and special. and I think that the devil certainly fights us hard. And so we want to keep on doing great things for God. And I think our best days are in front of us, although we've had some great days. Amen? Amen. All right. We're going to go ahead and... Yes.
Can I say one thing? I just kind of waited till the last end. I'm actually been here for quite a while.
There you go. Just said put it in front of your mouth.
I've been here for quite a while. I'm sure I've grown. I haven't really noticed myself, but I know the church has grown, and I loved the church when I first got here because it was a small church and everybody knew everybody. And we've grown, but we haven't grown that much. But we've also grown as a family, too. We've also got the Wongs here, the Jameses, Dennis and Sue, some of the other core families. And I always thank you guys for inviting me into your house. Some of the things that are going to make me remember this building and just the church in general are just like this last old-fashioned day where we had hay all over the ground. The ones where we're just like, oh, brother, this was a bad idea. Some of just those times are going to make me remember this church the most. That's it.
Amen. All right. Okay, very good. All right, let's go ahead and we got some songs of praise tonight, so we'll go ahead and sing some more songs. We're going to praise the Lord and thank Him and for what He's done these last 4 years, and just praise Him in general.